From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's military says it seized power in a targeted assault on criminals surrounding 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe, who have caused social and economic hardship. Major General S.B. Moyo addressed the nation from the seized state broadcasting's facility.
To both our people and the world beyond our borders, we wish to make it abundantly clear that this is not a military takeover of government.
He said the military was aiming to pacify a degenerating political, social, and economic situation that could result in violence. Armored vehicles were seen blocking roads to government offices, parliament, and the courts, while the finance minister has reportedly been detained. The military move followed a dispute between the commanding general and the ruling ZANU-PF party. General Constantino Chiwenga has threatened to intervene to end what he called a purge of independence fighters from the government. John Campbell is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
One of the things the Zimbabwean army has always made very clear is that the government of Zimbabwe must be conducted by those that participated in the liberation struggle.
The army action followed the sacking of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, a former liberation fighter who was viewed as a possible successor to Mr. Mugabe. President Donald Trump is back at the White House following his 12-day, five-nation trip through Asia, expressing pride in what was accomplished, including making trade more fair.
People were taking advantage, countries were taking advantage of the United States, more than just this region, but the world. And those days are over. We're going to be fair. We're going to be reciprocal. As I said in my remarks before, we will be reciprocal, meaning if they're doing it, we're doing it.
This is VOA News. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake and hundreds of aftershocks that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500, injuring thousands more. Residents in damaged areas complained of a lack of tents, blankets, water, and food. President Hassan Rouhani toured the city of Kermanshah, promising the government would act swiftly to help the homeless. The quake also caused death and destruction in Iraq's northern Kurdish provinces. The director of Iraq's Darbanda Khan Dam said the quake caused cracks and described the quake as the largest since the dam was built more than half a century ago, but he said there was a slim chance the dam would collapse. Kenya's Supreme Court has reportedly rejected the participation of the main opposition coalition in petitions challenging President Uhuru Kenyatta's victory in last month's election. Opposition leader Raila Odinga's NASA coalition had hoped to overturn the results of the ballot, which was a do-over from the August 8 election, which the court annulled over widespread irregularities. A Trump administration official has expressed concern over the Cambodian government's detention of the main opposition leader, along with restrictions on the press and civil society. Matt Pollinger, a deputy assistant secretary of state, met in Manila on the sidelines of the East Asia summit with Cambodia's foreign minister. Opposition leader Kem Sokha was arrested in September and accused of plotting treason in what's viewed as a growing crackdown on opponents of Prime Minister Hun Sen. A gunman carrying a semi-automatic weapon and two handguns opened fire Tuesday at multiple locations in the California town of Corning, north of Sacramento, killing four after being shot dead by police. Before being shot dead by police, Phil Johnson is the assistant sheriff of Tehama County.
Right now, we have no known motive. We know of no real connection to any of the victims. Most of the victims in this case appear to be random selection.
At least 10 other people were wounded, including two children at a local elementary school. The largest diamond ever offered at auction went under the hammer in Geneva Tuesday for nearly $34 million, a world record of its kind. Francois Curiel is the Asia-Europe chairman at the auction house Christie's.
Lugano diamond is an extremely rare D-flawless stone of 163 carats, which is the largest D-flawless diamond we've ever sold at auction.
It was sold to an anonymous phone bidder for well over the asking price of $25 million. Three U.S. college basketball players from the University of Southern California, Los Angeles, are back in the U.S. after being detained in China on suspicion of shoplifting. The case was taken up during his Asia tour by President Trump in talks with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. Mr. Trump said what they allegedly did was unfortunate and they could have faced long prison terms. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, my. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Caught rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors, so I want you to relax, because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on this with some beautiful music from the continent. Starting off today from Zimbabwe, Icon Mani in Ndombolo. And right after that, Go Sleep, beautiful music by Kubazi from Liberia. But Ndombolo is coming up right now. Icon Mani from Zimbabwe.
African Beats.
Better call EMT.
By Kubasi of Liberia, and right before that was Ndombolo by Icon Mani of Zimbabwe. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Stay close, I'll be right back with more music.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Vandy.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. Beautiful time, wonderful people. Africa, you reign, because the best music comes from Africa. Ohima is the next track that I'm going to play. This one is done by Sa Prince from Ghana in the Akan language, and this is Queen. Ohima means queen, and this is going to be for all the beautiful African queens out there. This is dedicated to you. And right after that, If the Children Cry by the great Papa Wemba, the legend, Gone But Not Forgotten, from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now let's take Ohima, the Queen, by Sa Prince of Ghana.
Spirit music. Yeah! Africa, Cry, the children die. I just don't want to say I'm going to go to the end of the night.
the Children Cry, Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and before that, Ohema Queen by Saprins of Ghana. The African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy right here in Washington.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Now for some messages. Hi, David Vandy. You are blasting my head with your superb choice of music. Feeling heaven on earth in my room right now from Sabolawi, Abu Zaria, Kaduna State in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Sabo, and keep enjoying yourself. And another message from Ta Ukum of Nigeria, and he simply writes, you are doing a good job, David. Keep it up. Well, thanks to all of you. Then let's go back to music. And now we introduce this brand new court by Gile from Sierra Leone, and she calls this one Mahi, which simply means king. And right after that, Good Life, the sound of Naomi Achu from Cameroon, the queen of Bamenda. But Mahi is the next track right now by Gile of Sierra Leone.
Yeah. African Beats.
By Naomi Achu of Cameroon, and before that, Mahie by Gile of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Stay tuned, I'll be back, and we're gonna continue with more beautiful sounds from Africa.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
You love the African Beat, we love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about a show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us here in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And now, more messages coming. Sir, I appreciate your program so much. The African Beat on the Voice of America. My name is Lamin Kaloko from Sierra Leone. I want you to play a nice piece of music for me and all African Beat listeners. Well, Lamin Kaloko, if you're listening, something really good is going to come for you. And so, real African non-stop music Sukus Attack. And you remember the days when we used to dance to non-stop music. We call it endurance. And so I want you to enjoy this one. Sukus Attack by Suku Stars. Right there. Let's go. Message says, hello, David. My name is Rabo Jiraye, a listener of your African Beat program from Adamawa State in Nigeria. I am enjoying your show. Thank you so much. Well, a regular listener to the African Beat from South Sudan has got a message from my last guest on the African Beat, and that is Black Gold AK. And the message reads, "Hi AK, you sound very interesting, but how long will you be changing names?" Well, trust me, I will get AK to respond to your question, okay? And to you, Isaac Deng Macha of South Sudan, enjoy the show. Let's go. Suku Stars doing Suku's Attack. Beautiful music nonstop. And with that, I'm sure you're sweating right now. The African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy and I'll be back.
Oh my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
It's party time, it's party time, it's party time, and it's boogie time. It's party time, it's party time, it's party time, and it's boogie time. Easy dancing, yeah. Get that feeling, yeah. Come dance with me, yeah. Shake your body.
Michael, you're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back, and more music from the continent. Nova Romance by African Zay of Mozambique is coming up, and right after that, Sexy Rose by Flavor of Nigeria.
Me vou portar nessa nova relação, nessa nova. yo ya sé cómo es que me va a portar en esa nueva relación en esa nueva pasión voy a te llevar al infinito de ese amor voy a te beijar. Nessa nova relação, nessa nova paixão.
This is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Original Mr. Flavor for the dancehall, the
24. I love her, baby. Jealousy, jealousy.
Sexy Rose by Flavor of Nigeria, and right before that, Nova Romance by African Z of Mozambique. And with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to send in those messages right to me on africanbeat@voanews.com. Till we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Africa, a beautiful people united in a rainbow color, a people with a culture that never grows weary.
So let's be united as the children of Mother Africa.
The voice of the children echoing the hills, proclaiming there's a future in the land.
Remember, Africa, you are the beauty of Mother Nature.